Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Yes, it's Thanksgiving Day, and I'm live, as I have been now for 14 consecutive Thanksgivings. We're in our 14th year of the show. Thank you for being part of my day. I do a standard kind of a Thanksgiving thing every year. We have guests, and we'll have another guest in the second half of the hour. Jim Donovan's going to join me, and we'll talk about some things. But right now I want to talk about something. It's just an idea about being thankful. Some ideas about being thankful, and then a list of things to be thankful for that we got from Mother Teresa. You know, as you know, this week millions of families will celebrate one of the most American of all holidays. We call it Thanksgiving, of course. But being thankful is not an American franchise. Thankfulness is uniquely a human trait that manifests only in this species that's blessed with the ability to be self-aware. Human beings. There's a kind of irony, though, about thankfulness. I've been blessed with many things, but I often am so busy enjoying my blessing that I forget to be thankful. Ironically, I'm most likely to be thankful for my blessings when I'm actually in danger of losing them. Alas, humans are cursed with another trait unique to us, self-involvement. Perhaps the setbacks in our lives are part of the cosmic plan to not so much punish us, but maybe just rein in what might become runaway narcissism. Americans punctuate each year with the Thanksgiving holiday as a way of perpetuating a 389-year-old tradition begun by that ragtag group of our forebears, the Pilgrims. And that first time in 1621, the Thanksgiving Day wasn't the proper noun that it became. It was just a day set aside by a few dozen humans who had risked a lot, lost almost everything, were hard by to any number of dangers that could literally cost them all the rest, but still, after all that, felt compelled to be thankful for what they had. Regardless of where you live on planet Earth, I'd like to leave you with a list of things that I think about a lot. And I'd like for you to listen to this list. It's come to us. After years and years of talking about this list, somebody finally told me the author, and they said they think it was Mother Teresa. So we're going to give, you know, whether she did or didn't, we're going to give Mother Teresa, St. Teresa, the late Mother Teresa, we're going to give St. Teresa the credit for this. So here's the list of things for you to consider being thankful for. Be thankful for clothes that fit a little too snug because it means you have enough to eat. Be thankful for the mess you clean up after a party because it means you've been surrounded by friends and maybe family. Be thankful for the taxes you pay because it means that you're employed. Be thankful that your lawn needs mowing and your windows need fixing because that means you have a home. Be thankful for your heating bill because you've been warm. Be thankful for the laundry because that means you actually have clothes. Be thankful for the space you find at the far end of the parking lot, because that means you can walk. Be thankful for the lady who sings off-key behind you in church, because that means you can hear. Be thankful for the alarm that goes off early in the morning, because it means you're alive. And ladies and gentlemen, there are a few other people I want to say that I'm thankful for. Of course, I'm thankful for my family. I've got children, I've got grandchildren, they're all healthy and well and safe. My son, who spent two tours in Iraq, is home and safe. I'm thankful for that. But I'm also thankful for the men and women who stand a post for us in the armed forces around the world. And at this very moment, thousands of them are literally in harm's way. Some of them in Afghanistan, especially right now, are literally on a patrol somewhere. They're literally manning a post. They're hard by to people who would very much like to hurt them and actually kill them. And yet they're there. Yet they stand there. And while you and I are picking through our choices on the Thanksgiving Day table, trying to decide if we're going to have cake or pie, or jellied cranberry sauce, or the kind with the berries in it. As we're picking through that and trying to decide, and maybe a little disappointed that somebody didn't make macaroni and cheese, or somebody else didn't, you know, somebody didn't make the right kind of green beans, or somebody burnt the rolls, or whatever. As we're thinking about that, folks, remember, there's somebody eating MREs right now, meals ready to eat. If you're old like me, you call them C-rations. They're out there on a rock, or maybe behind a rock, eating a cold meal in some faraway land, sending a post because their country asked them to, and they went. When the nation called them, they went. And I'm so thankful for those men and women who do that, that America has those kinds of people, and other countries have them too. I'm thankful for those people who are willing to stand a post to protect things that they hold dear, an idea, and that idea we call freedom. And I'm thankful for that freedom too. But as I wrap up this part of the show, I want to say that I'm especially thankful for small business owners. Yes, I am, ladies and gentlemen. You folks out there listening right now, those of you who are small business owners, I consider you to be among the most courageous and the most giving of all, and the most important of all modern day pilgrims that I know. Small business owners, you inspire me every day, and it's the reason I keep coming back every day to do what I do. Thank you for being you, for all the things that you do. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. I'm going to come back. We got one more segment with our good friend Jim Donovan. One more visit. Jim is going to talk to us about how to be happy in life. That's coming up right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.